In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, the older I become and the longer I stay in priesthood, the more I do understand the importance of the family as the basic cell of the society and also in the church. The children, they grow up in the family and they get their spiritual mental formation, also with regard to the faith. The parents, they teach the children and they give them the basics for the entire life in future. And that's why so many things depend from the family. And then also the experience of the parents goes over to the children. And today we do celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And I prefer to think today, to speak today, to preach about the role of the man in the family, on the example of Saint Joseph. We know, the Church says, that the father and the husband is the head of the family. The head, being the head, does not mean to control, to manipulate, and to dominate all. It means to accept the responsibility in the family, to go ahead and to show what is the direction in which we do develop now. And on the example of Saint Joseph, we can learn many things. And it's interesting, in the Holy Gospel is not reported that Joseph has said at least one word. But Saint Joseph was that person who has fulfilled God's will, was told to him by an angel, usually in a dream. And what is very interesting and very impressing from the beginning, when Joseph has learned to know Mary, the young girl, he has understood that she was already pregnant. And according to the law of the Old Testament, he had to announce that. He had the duty that she became pregnant not from him. It means from another man. And on the example of Maria Magdalena, we know what did also happen with such sort of women. And Joseph knew this was the law, this was the commandment. But he was, on the other hand, he learned to know her already sufficiently to understand that she does not marry, does not belong to that sort of women. She's a honest one. And he could see how devoted she was in her relationship to the Almighty God. And then he decided against the rules in the Old Testament, the rules of the Jews, he decided that he allow her to go without him doing an announcement. And he did do this, but then the angel has given him instructions and has informed him that the child is from the Holy Spirit. And God's providence is expecting from him that he becomes the legal father of this child, Jesus. And he has simply fulfilled this duty. Without reptance, without contradictions, without protests, he understood that this is God's will for him. And this is amazing on his example. He has always fulfilled God's will without any serious hesitation. And here we see for the people in the Old Testament, they did not ask the question according to the rationalism, does God exist or does he not exist? They have simply lived with the faith of their fathers, and God was for them present and secured as nothing else in their life. And Joseph has fulfilled God's will. Then we know that Herod, the king, has decided to find Jesus' baby and to kill him. And the angel gave again instructions to Saint Joseph, do flee with Jesus, with the child, and his mother to Egypt. And he did. And we can also imagine that Mary has learned to appreciate the presence of this man on her side. She could have confidence to him. And this is also extremely important, that the man is that one who everyone in the family can trust him, his wife, his children. And he will sacrifice his own life better than allowing the members of his family to experience any serious harm. And this is the second lecture we see what from we can profit. First, in the first case, he shows us that the literature is not as important as the spirit, as justice. He did want to dismiss Mary without accusing her of a mortal sin. And so he knew, yes, the literature of the law says this and that, but he saw, no, this girl, this young woman, was a honest one. And that's why he made the concerning decision. And then Joseph got also the instructions after the death of the Herod to return. And he did, but then he heard also that the son of the Herod was ruling the country, but the angel said him again, don't worry. And so they settled down in Galilee, in the city of Nazareth. And here we see he has also been worried regarding the fate of Mary and Jesus. He knew he has responsibility for them, and there could happen any harm for the danger for the life of Jesus, and he has worried, but then he has again silently followed God's will. And this is incredible, or better to say, very inspiring. And we can learn from him that if we understand what God's will is, when we follow, this is the best can happen to us, independent of the circumstances. Finally, we have here problems, of course. Don't be ashamed if we confess this and understand, but let us learn from Saint Joseph too. He's a good example for us. And then we know Saint Joseph, then later, when Mary and Joseph went to Jerusalem, and Jesus, when he became 12, he was formerly a full Jew, Israeli, and he had to fulfill all commandments as an adult man. And we know Jesus went first time to Jerusalem on the pilgrimage, and then the parents were thinking that he is with some members of the bigger family together. And after the first day when they returned home, they became aware Jesus was not with them. Then they returned, and Jesus was among the Pharisees and the experts and the theologians, and he was discussing with them. And Jesus, Joseph and Mary did ask him, why have you done this? And Jesus gave the response, I am in that what is my Father's in heaven. But nevertheless, what we see then is said in the Holy Gospel, we do read also in the Mass of the day today, of the feast today. But he went down with them on their journey to Nazareth and lived there in subjection to them. Jesus was subjected to Joseph and Mary. Jesus Christ has accepted his position, although the Almighty God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, has become man, has become flesh in Jesus Christ. Jesus has nevertheless subjected himself as an obedient child to his parents. And by this he shows us, he accepted this way. God has given us father and mother. Mother and father, men and women, they are all equal in the eyes of God. But on the level of nature, of creation, men and women, they have different abilities, different emotions. So each one has in tendency also different duties to do in the family and in the society. Who does seriously want to doubt this, independent of the question what our society is telling us today? We know the liberal mentality says us everyone has to find out first his real gender, and you can change the gender if you want. That's crazy, but Jesus Christ has accepted, these are my parents. And teachers of the church, some saints, they were surprised in some regards, and they said, how could this happen? This is an example for us. Jesus has recognized the authority of Joseph and Mary. Also the authority of Joseph as the head of the Holy Family. And this is worthy to meditate in prayers, this mystery. And we will learn much from that. In some other regards, this is a sort of thank you for all Saint Joseph has done for his family. He was ready to sacrifice himself. He has accepted the God's will, and then he knew this is my responsibility. And this shows us in present times who a man, who a husband, and who a father has to be to accept the responsibility for his family. And the big problem of present times is the feminization of men. It's crazy. A man is not more allowed, according to the leaders of the liberal development in our society, is not welcome to be a man. He has to show by a way emotions are not normal for him. And of course, we are all different. Some men are also more sensitive, some less. But nevertheless, a man is a man and not a woman. And I think every serious person does understand what I want to say. And let me tell you just a small story. It is not so important. It's partly also a silly one. But nevertheless, for me personally, it shows me what to the present development is going. During the World Cup of football, of soccer, recently in Qatar, I was never aware of that, but then I have not watched any match completely, but then only excerpts and when the most important moments of the match were presented. And then when watching one situation in a, I don't know which match, doesn't matter, what have I seen? There was a player injured and he was on the field sitting, and they came with the camera, a big view on him. And then I understood, wait, where are the hair on his legs? And then I understood, I asked a friend, can this be true? That they do the same what usually women are doing, shaving their legs. And I got the confirmation. Then I thought, this is in some regards understandable. In other regards, it's crazy. They become, for the money, for the aesthetics, they do become women, partly. This is at least my personal subjective opinion. Everyone is free to have a different opinion regarding this. But for me, it shows this is only one stone in the mosaic of the entire development. And for us today, it's very important. A priest, a father, a husband has to be the leader in his family, in his real family or the spiritual family. And they have to leave the faith by a way that everyone understands naturally this is an authority. Not gambling, not playing, not doing any show, but it must come from the internal of the heart, the true faith, the true devotion to God. And then they will be accepted by the family and by the parishioners as a true shepherd, as a true father and head of the family. And by this way, the society will heal more and more. And everyone is first responsible to improve the situation in the own, on the own place, in the own family. If we have committed any faults and mistakes, let us regret this sincerely and let us improve our behavior and our mentality. And of course, when we have, for instance, some difficulties, some contradictions, some spiritual fights in our groups and in our families, let us ask Saint Joseph for his intercession, for his help. And we do also know that Saint Joseph is the patron of those people who are in the process of leaving this world, who are dying. Because when he left this world to eternity, Jesus and Mary were present. So we do venerate him as a patron of the dying people, but also as patron of the church. And his example is showing us and teaching us how a sincere male person, a serious male person, should be, dependent on the concrete historical circumstances in his own life. Of course, it's different than 2,000 years ago. Yes, but nevertheless, the principle is the same. And then we know that when the father is an authority, the children, they accept this. They need this. The wives, they accept this. They need this. And they have a desire to find a husband who has clear position and who is leading the entire family on the right path. So let us also pray for young men. They may develop on right manner, and they may become, in some regards, as described here, disciples of Saint Joseph learning from him and trying to repeat his example. And because the present crisis is also caused by a lack of true men, also in the politics. Who in the politics is accepting the true responsibility? Too many politicians do play a show in order to get money or influence, but without leading the people, the country, on a way, and by a way is leading them to God and serving the higher justice. Only money and geopolitical interests. This is not the right way. So let us pray to Saint Joseph. He may help us in our concrete situation, because he was the head of the Holy Family, and his example may help us to follow the virtues of the Holy Family. And then we praise God and intensivate our relationship with the true God. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.